John chapters 14 through 17 should almost be a book unto itself. Because here we have not only poignant words of Jesus, but we have Jesus relating to us the truth of Christianity, what it is and what it will be. And he shows directly the path that we're to walk, even now. And this was before his death and resurrection, but this is, these are the instructions he was giving to his disciples because he was on his way to his death and resurrection. And it shows exactly where our dependency is and how we approach God. Jesus starts out, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." Now, I want you to notice some other things as we're going through this. Not only is Jesus laying out the path, but he talks about a lot about his and his Father's relationship. And it really will give you some clarity in separating Jesus and God and then seeing whether they are in union at the same time. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." Our trust in God is through Jesus Christ. And you see how he pairs himself here with God. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And Jesus is saying this because he's a faithful witness to his Father. And Jesus is saying this because he knows the authority that the Father gave him. "All that the Father gives to me comes to me, and he that comes to me all in no wise cast out." Right? So trust in God, trust also in me. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you." That "many rooms" is translated mansions in King James, but it means abodes, many living spaces, many rooms. And it's speaking of the resurrection. "If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Now, Jesus is speaking of this as a place, but we know it's more of a dimension. You know, the concept of a dimension, you know, is used in this idea of a place. It's just like we understand when we were reading that verse in Jeremiah, that, you know, if my people who are called by name will humble themselves, you know, and obey me, I will restore them. I will restore them their land. Well, we're looking at this, and we're not looking for the land of Israel to be restored to us. We're looking for that dimension of Israel to be restored to us. We're looking for that unity in the faith. We're looking for that place to be with God. And this is what Jesus is talking about. "You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Now, look how they're thinking physically. We don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? I want to read you something from 13, just a little earlier. It was just before the Passover feast, verse 1. Jesus knew the tide had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he showed them now the full extent of his love. So, understand, the time has come, right, for him to leave this world. And, you know, and he talked about his disciples who are still in the world. So the place where he's going is out of this world. And he's entering in there through death and the resurrection. Right? He's leaving this world. And we're not talking about geographical, where he goes off into space. Leaving this world meant death. Can y'all see that? It meant death to the form he stood in. As a flesh and blood person, he was leaving. He was leaving. Now, this brings us to an interesting point. Let's look at Jesus, both his death and his resurrection, as leaving. Okay? Now, his spirit leaves through his body going to the grave, right? On the cross. His spirit leaves through his body being put to death. Right? His spirit at that time left his world, but his body was still here. His spirit left this world, but his body is still here. Right? When he ascends up from the deep and enters in again to his body, he's resurrected and caught up, and his body is glorified, changed. And now he's left this world fully. See, both the body and the spirit were... This is a point... There's a lot of things we could talk about here, and don't get on a false trail here and go somewhere else. There's a lot of things we could talk about here, but what we want to focus on right here is the fact that he left this world in both of those ways. First, he left his body according to the spirit and went down into death. And then when he ascended and he rejoined his body, he took his body up into the air. He ascended. So both him and his body both left this world. He left this world completely in his ascension. Now, he talks about it, he puts it all together as going away. All right? In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the place to where I am going. And this is interesting, because you see something here. If you think about it, it's not complicated. It's just different. Okay? Don't think of it as complicated. It's really very simple. It's just that we've got to start thinking in this way. When Jesus left, when Jesus was about to leave here, he says, I'm going away and I'm coming back to take you with me, that you may be where I am. Well, let's look in the same way that he left this world in two different ways, body and spirit. So we're looking for a leaving of this world in the same way. Now, what's the first way that we left this world? It's through faith. It's through faith. Isn't it true that when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your spirit began to sit in the heavenly realms with Christ? So through faith, you've already left this world. Through faith. And your body's left behind. Now, isn't it true that Jesus did come back after his resurrection, after his ascension? He did come back and spend 40 days with his apostles, with his disciples. He did come back. And he did take them to the receiving of the Holy Spirit to where he is. He did take them to where he is. So first he prepared a place for us in the heavenly realms through faith. Right? Hasn't he prepared a way for you to enter in before God's presence? Now, you see how that's a picture of what he comes back for the resurrection. He comes back to take us literally. Right now, we have went with Jesus. He has come back and we've went with him through faith. Jesus did come back after his death and resurrection, didn't he? And he did receive his own through the Spirit. And that's how they were made partakers of the divine nature. And that's how, through faith, we sit in the heavenly realms with Christ right now. And this is an understanding that has been lost on Christians. See, we need this sense, very real, for this last day's church, that we rule and reign in the heavenlies with Christ. I want you to see this point from this set of scriptures. Isn't it true, and we've discussed this before, that when we rise from the dead, literally, at Jesus' return, we'll be sitting on those thrones that are placed in the heavenlies? Right? We will be the powers and principalities. We will be the powers and principalities, those of us who come to life and rule and reign with Christ. We will rule over the earth. Welcome, Selah. What we're talking about is how that when Jesus returned after his death and resurrection, when Jesus, after he had went to his Father and come back down, changed through the resurrection, caught up and changed, He did come back to us then, didn't he? And he did take us to be where he is through the Spirit, through faith. That right now we sit in the heavenly realms with Christ, right? Sheila? Right now, through faith, we sit in the heavenly realms with Christ. Now, what is the purpose of that? Sitting in the heavenly realms with Christ. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 1 for just a second. Ephesians chapter 1. You've got to see the spiritual, what happens in the spirit and through faith is what's going to happen in your body. Okay? What happens in your spirit is going to happen in your body. All right? What happened with our head will happen to us, the body of Christ. You've got to remember those two things. In Ephesians 1, it tells us this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Right? Right now. Right now. He has blessed you in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. All right? We sit in the heavenly realms with Christ, as another verse tells us, through faith. I mean, you're not actually there. You're there through faith. We need to understand that we become the powers and principalities. Those of us who rule and reign with Christ as priests and kings. Remember where he told his disciples the parable that, you know, the one where he gave so many talents to one and so many talents to another? And he said, you know, because you were faithful in these, I'll put you over 10 cities. And because you were faithful in this, I'll put you over 5 cities. And so forth. See, that's powers and principalities. Can y'all see that? We will replace where Satan and his demons are the powers and principalities now. Prince and power of the air. We take that place. When they are cast down, they're under our feet. Because they're under Jesus' feet, who sits at the right hand of the Father. And we will rule and reign with him. Our ruling and reigning is not just over the earth, physically. But our ruling and reigning is from the heavenlies, over the earth. Now, notice that this is what happened through faith when Jesus died and rose again. And remember in John 20 where he told Mary, don't hold on to me, I've not yet ascended to the Father. But go back and tell my brothers that I go to your God, my Father and your Father. And he ascended and was changed. He wasn't changed until he was caught up. He was just resurrected when Mary seen him. He was just resurrected in his body. But he wasn't actually changed until he ascended and was caught up. Now that's Jesus' first ascension. And he did come back down, didn't he? Well, listen to what he says here. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be there with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the place to where I am going. Well, Jesus did immediately come back when he ascended, didn't he? And he was there with his disciples for 40 days. And that culminated when he left, when he truly ascended, him taking them with him according to the Spirit to sit in the heavenly realms. Through faith. So we have those offices of the powers and principalities through faith. Right now. Now that will literally happen when? When Jesus does return and we are resurrected and caught up in the air to meet him. See, in a way, the resurrection pictures what's already happened spiritually through faith. We have already been caught up into the air to meet him, haven't we? Through faith. We have become the prince and powers of the air through faith. Satan and his group of people, his group of demons, are under our feet through faith. And we don't recognize that authority yet. And this understanding has been lost. So what happened on Pentecost is a picture of us being caught up into the heavenly realms, isn't it? Through faith. By God's divine power, the Holy Spirit, to change us. To quicken us. Now we will see that literally done in our bodies through the resurrection of the dead. But you can see the truth of it by faith, because what happens to those who now die in Christ? What happens to those who now die in Christ? It tells you very clearly in 2 Corinthians 5, doesn't it? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your spirit is with Christ in the heavenly realms, literally. When you, it is now by faith, but your spirit, when your body goes into the ground, your faith, your spirit will literally go to be with Christ in the heavenly realms to wait for the resurrection, won't it? Literally. And then you come back with Jesus to receive your body, caught in the air, to meet Him, changed. The dead in Christ rise. So it's important to understand what it is that we have by faith in this. Let's read on. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Now, let's talk about the way to that place. The way, and this is important now, the whole point I'm telling you this, how is it that you can be assured that you now, through faith, are in the heavenly realms with Christ? That you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Not earthly blessings, spiritual blessings. Heavenly blessings. What's the way to that place where Jesus is? Remember, you've got to enter in there first through faith. Right? You've got to enter in there first through faith before you actually enter in through the resurrection. Now, in both cases, how is it done? What is the way to that place? What way did Jesus show us? And we're going to talk about this. We're going to read further here so where Jesus makes it plain what the way is. But isn't it through humility? Right now, you can only enter into God's presence through faith if you've died with Christ by faith. The only way you can enter into God's presence right now through faith, into those blessings of the heavenly realms, is you died first through faith. You consider your body dead, right? Isn't it true? So you enter in by laying your life down, and God exalts you to that place. Isn't that how you enter into prayer, into that place every time you do, into communion with God? You lay your life down, you lay your body down, and God lifts your spirit up. Right? Jesus is the example of this. Well, look at this. This shows the way to the Father. It shows not only the way to the Father through the resurrection of the dead to be saved, but it shows the way to the Father now in your communion. It shows the way to the Father now in your communion, in your prayers, in your walking with Christ. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, here's the point. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me, it's not just talking about, it is talking about going through Jesus. But how do you go through Jesus? Isn't it by doing what Jesus did as the example? How did Jesus enter in He died. He laid his life down. He humbled himself unto death. So if you're going to enter in through Jesus, and Jesus is the way, what's the way that's marked out for you? The way is marked out for you is dying, humbling yourself, that God may lift you up. That's the way. That's how Jesus is the way and the truth and life. It's not only that it's, you know, when we speak through his body and blood, but he has shown us the pattern that you must lay your life down to God through Jesus Christ to be lifted up to the heavenly realms. And it is through humility. See, this is how we practice this death to ourselves daily, is to humble ourselves as servants and trust for God to exalt us. To humble ourselves when people are misusing us and allow God to justify us. To humble ourselves and depend upon God. When people shamefully or despitefully use us, when we enter into prayer, Jesus has showed us the way. See, you've got to give up on this life. When you fight for your rights in this life as a human being, you're holding on to this life. You're not laying it down. When you fight for your rights for life, love, and the pursuit of happiness, you're fighting to keep this life of Adam alive. You're trying to live in this world. When you're worried about somebody getting over on you or taking from you, Jesus died to all of that, didn't he? Look what they did when they took him to the cross. Right, you're dead to this world now, through faith. So that it may actually be so, when you do die, that your spirit will go where it's supposed to. This is an awesome understanding, isn't it? And it shows you that, see, your life and your authority is in heaven. It's not according to the carnal. You're not trying to claim a dominion here. You're trying to claim a dominion there. If you can get a hold of these few things we're talking about, you enter into humility, that's how Jesus is the way for you. You die with Jesus' humility, and you're lifted up by the power of the Holy Spirit. You, by faith now, are the rulers in the heavenly realms with Christ. You are seated in the heavenly realms with Christ through faith, because you don't have anything here. You cannot rule there if you still have something here. You understand that? If you still have your investment in this life, how can you rule there? And this points to us letting go. Exactly. You brought nothing into this world, and you can take nothing out of it. That's a good place to stop for now on this. But we're going to start getting into John 14, 15, 16, and 17, because it's some of the most poignant words of Jesus, and that will really show us this pattern of entering in. But let me ask you, does this give you a realization? A realization of who you can be in Christ versus who you are according to the flesh? Because if you're walking around according to that sin consciousness, you know, how can you be standing in the heavenlies in a consciousness of Christ, the righteousness, through faith? It's just like, you know, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're working with turkeys. Remember that old bumper sticker? It's hard to soar with the eagles when you're working with turkeys. And most of us are still down here messing around with turkeys, when we're supposed to be soaring with the eagles. But that's who we are. Jesus has came back for us according to the Spirit in faith. And he has brought us the gift he promised, the Holy Spirit. And when he comes again, literally, it will be back come to bring us that promise of the resurrected body through the power of the Holy Spirit. You've got to see it in a way that Jesus has already come back for you in one way, and you're waiting for him in the other. He's come back and brought you and caught you up into heaven with him, hasn't he? Isn't that what happened through the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Is we are caught up into the heavenly realms with Christ through his death and resurrection? That now we can enter in and come to know the Father? We can boldly go before his throne even? That's through faith. And that's the hope of what will actually happen to you through the resurrection of the dead. Jesus did come back for us to take us where he is. And he's coming back again to take us fully where he is. The first time was through faith by the Spirit, and the next time is through. Isn't it true you have a relationship with God who is in heaven? How can you have that if you're not in the heavenly realms? How can you enter in before the Father in Jesus' righteousness if you're not in the heavenly realms through faith? If you're not seated where Christ is through faith? Our humility is in this world, and our boast is in that one. You see that? And that's, isn't that what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12? That man that was caught up into heaven and heard, you know, things that were unlawful to utter, caught up into paradise, I'll boast about that man. But this man down here, he's weak. He's nothing. I won't boast about him. But I boast about that man. Can you see this? Our boast is in that man that's in Christ in heaven. Our humility is in this one down here. Down here, we're a sinner saved through grace. Right? We're a sinner saved through grace down here. But up there, through faith, we rule and reign with Christ. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Of that man we'll boast. But here, we'll lay down to die. See, that's looking for where your real life is. That's storing where your real life is. And in two ways, Jesus has come back. One, to take us where he is, through the Spirit, through faith. And he's coming back again, to take us through the resurrection, through faith. You know, our hope. Faith and hope. Body and spirit. So we've got to start to look at it that in our faith, our spirit is already there. Can y'all see what I'm saying? And you can't just pretend that you understand that. See, you've got to really enter into it through the Word and by the Scripture. You can't just pretend you're there. You can't just take my word for it because I say you're there from the Scripture. You've got to hear from the Spirit how this works and enter in that same way. By revelation of Jesus Christ, absolutely. This has got to be a revelation for you so that you can walk above the circumstances. Amen?